good evening. You're in tune to the Meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. And for those of you who are the Inner Circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, thank you for caring. And I pray that you are intensifying your prayers, your gratitude, your thanksgiving for the blessing in being and taking the time to internalize so many of the gems of truth and encouragement and inspiration that I consciously care to give consistently over time, because we are consistently bombarded with so much of the ugly, so much of the grieving, the pain, the loss, the death, the sickness, the illness, the warfare, and all of the things that question whether there is a supreme being. And some people would say, if there's a God, then why he let all of this go on? And I'm saying, we are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of that absolute and supreme intelligence that we would refer to as God. But we have to come to a point and place where we care to be godly, where we care to use the gifts and the talents and the faculties that we've been given rightly, so that we are always intensifying the love around us, intensifying the care, intensifying our capacity for being clearer, cleaner vehicles and vessels for the love of God, the light of God, the truth of God, the peace of God, the poise, the power, the potency, the integrity, the high ethic, and the morality, because that's what's missing. Multiply that times billions of us, and then you have a totally different realm and world of where we are already spinning in the realm of eternity. And so I am grateful for every opportunity I have to come before these airwaves, every opportunity to speak, and for all of those who have utilized their talents, their skills, and their abilities, their education and whatnot, to create that which allows us to communicate globally, to be seen, to be heard, to be felt, and to come to a point where we are able to organize and harmonize right where we are on every continent by consciously exalting a full effort in our living, doing nothing to undermine ourselves, and doing everything we possibly can consistently, intensely, intentionally, over time, in clearing, cleansing, purifying, renewing, rebirthing, regenerating, and rejuvenating, revitalizing, and resurrecting, because that is the requisite for what is necessary in our capacity to be qualified for continuance in existence, particularly as a result of being under the influences of governments and religious disorders and all of that that have jeopardized the quality of our beings, the quality of our lives, and whether or not we are able to transcend, transform, and transmute everything to serve our greater good, so that we live our lives and not be dying our lives. In this now moment of eternity, it is necessary for those of us who care to truly mature to understand that maturity requires our care to do that which is consistently in our best interest. And that what we're seeing happen with so many ones who just get older because they've not matured, they've not mastered loving themselves and loving that which is source of their being with their whole body, heart, mind, with all of their might. We have taken it as our free will to be enslaved to whatever appetite, desire, passion, lust, or whatever we care to indulge in. And we have been supported in overindulging in everything based upon capitalism and the free enterprise system, which is really a genocidal plot to herd people like cash cows in multi-trillion dollar business, in the creation of inebriation, intoxication, adulteration, sickness, illness, disease, despair, incarceration, manipulation, all of that that we see that is covering the nations with all of the crazy and all of the insanity. And I say insanity because It is definitely not in anybody's best interest to love undermining themselves. This is the evidence of the impact and the effect of the artificial colors and flavors and dyes and chemicals and stimulants and pesticides and herbicides and antibiotics and hormones and nitrates and nitrites and BHA and BHT and sulfites and all of these things that are in the food supply that you have been socialized to care to consume day in and day out, day in and day out. But the nature of that food is that it is truly oppressive at the cellular level. And as a result of 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years of food that is meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, pancakes, waffles, breads, biscuits, pastas, pastries, and all of that, that is glue and that which binds the chemicals, acidifying the body, undermining the immune system, and allowing for the proliferation of worms and organisms and parasites and things that now begin to really take over and run through the bloodstream, through the tissues, through in the gut and everything. And I am really reminding us of the methodology of our oppression, because it's not just by virtue of the legislation. It's not just by virtue of the disparities in our living situation and darker people and black people paying higher interest rate for everything. It's more than gentrification. It's more than all of what we've already experienced in terms of having a country built on the marginalization and the murder of our indigenous families, the enslavement of our African families, and now the continued oppression of everything and everybody. But to have you in a place where you feel as though it is your right to do these things. And that's where the behavior modification and the psychological manipulations have taken place, because it is through the university systems and those who have been educated in psychology and behavioral sciences and all of these things that have created a system where people are no longer exalting a full effort in their living. And they are those ones who've been educated and have jobs that are literally in the manufacturing and the production and the distribution of that stuff that they call food. But then you have all of those things that are marketed to children in terms of the ice creams and the candies and all of those things filled with all manners of chemicals. And so this is a war of morals and spirits. It is a war that is being implemented in terms of degrees of freedom. But we were told to know the truth, and the truth would make us free. And so I am one who is advocating that we become intensely intentional to be fully embracing that which is absolute truth, and not just doing research and not just getting information and not just reading books, but to create the filter that allows you to be in a place where you are able to filter and to be properly discerning and make the right inferences for the information and all of that that you are hearing and seeing and reading. Because when your body is filled with the rot of pigs and cows and turkeys and chicken and alcohol and tobacco and marijuana and all of these other things, and whatever you're reading and whatever you're hearing, I can guarantee you that you can miss the truth, because your body is defiled, your blood is defiled, and that is the reason why the food has become the number one tool of oppression. And then you have the weapons of mass destruction, which are the alcoholic beverages, the tobacco, now the vaping and all of the things you're vaping with, destroying the integrity of the lungs. And to have us in a place where you are licensed to do business that undermines the health of people, to understand that money does not make it right. And capitalism is not the light of the world, because capitalism requires slaves. capitalism requires a waste of human talent and potentiality. And so we're in a place where at this particular point in juncture, as we are maturing and we are having to literally deal with the loss of ones and ones who we've loved, our siblings, our aunts, our uncles, our grandparents, our parents and whatnot, because they did not realize what the actual issues of oppression are. And everybody went for the jobs. We went for the money. We went for the polished wood, metal and stone, but we did not go for an internal clearing, cleansing, purification and consecration to align with the intelligence of being directly. And that's what we must do in order to literally get off this cataclysmic ride with demise and be in a place and space where you are able to walk in the light of the truth of the sanctity and the sacredness and divinity of your being, and to choose anything other than that is the evidence of your not thinking in your right mind, as our grandmamas would say. It is the natural intention and inclination of all intelligences, all beings, regardless of how many legs they walk on, whether they have tails or whether they have wings or whatever, to exalt a full effort in living. They do nothing to undermine themselves. They know their food. They excrete their waste. They know their kind. They perpetuate themselves. And they have purpose in working towards the harmonization of the earth and the spreading of the seeds. I've seen the doves in the yard picking the seeds that have flown from the okra pods that have bust open, and the seeds from the arugula that, you understand, I'm just saying, is that life really perpetuates itself, and everything is purposed to be perpetuating the order and the beauty and the sanctity and the sacredness of what it is to be. But we, on the other hand, have been tampered with by a mentality that has been on a world-conquering rampage for generations, and now we're having the opportunity to see beyond it, to get beyond, see the what they call the eyes behind the curtain, the little man behind the curtain that's manipulating everything. And I'm just saying is that we are in a place and space where we should be raising up with a vengeance. Not a vengeance for killing, but a vengeance for exalting a full effort in our living, restoring our rights to be righted, our rights to be cleared and cleansed and corrected, our rights to be righteously aligned in the laws that govern us, and are coming to a point and place where you realize that whatever your diagnosis has been, whatever the prognosis has been, whatever the medication and the pharmacology that is, you are in a place and space where you can be completely cleared and cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, and regenerated from all of it. We're in a place in space now where it is necessary to come to that mindfulness where you care, because you'll never do something that you don't care to do. And caring is the real issue. Caring to live, caring to live in the light of the truth of yourself, caring to be in the integrity of the all that you were born to be, as this point of the presence of the absolute. And so it matters what we're living for, what matters to us in this now moment. And my condolences for all of those who are grieving, because I know that every day there are those who are passing away through some level of suicide. And I will say that in the realm of eternity, and you do not necessarily hear, it depends on what frequency you're vibrating on and what you're listening to, as to how much support you are given in realizing that you're literally not in America, that you are literally in eternity already, in terms of the end that we are, what we're immersed in, what we're surrounded by, what we are totally enveloped in. We are enveloped in the eternity of being directly. And there is no evidence of death anywhere in the air. And we are literally being challenged to bypass the systems of men, the governments of men that have been hoodwinking and bamboozling you to think that they are government when they are just riding roughshod over your rights to be right and rights to be corrected, and that which is your duty, obligation, and responsibility in exalting a full effort in your living, because these ones really cannot represent you because they do not stand on behalf of the eternal. They do not stand on behalf of the eternal government. They do not stand on behalf of your liberation. They do not stand on behalf of your health and your wellness. They do not stand on behalf of your true rights to live in the fullness of the promises of the authenticity and the authority of who you are as this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God. And as we can remember, from the time we were very young, being told, thou shalt love thy mother, father, creator, God, thy Lord, with your whole body, heart, mind, with all of your might. And because I'm not a church-going person, but I am one who realizes that these ones have not given you a greater way for centering your life and being in progression of your lineages, which is what life is, should be. And there are no ones, male or female, in whatever hue, that are here to do anything other than exalt life, to perpetuate life, to really facilitate the wholeness and the oneness that already is. And see, this is where the divisiveness and what we've heard all of our lives, divide and conquer. A house divided against itself shall not stand. So as each one of us are individuals and individuations of the intelligence of existence, when we are not exalting a full effort in our living and we feel entitled to be doing the things that undermine the integrity of ourselves, then we are truly functioning as houses divided against ourselves. This is the programming of oppression. And because we've not really heard those who were freedom fighting freedom, those ones who have been committed to struggling, those ones who did not get it, for as much as they spoke, for as much as they tried, for as much as they rallied, as much as they brought forward whatever their realizations and revelations were, they did not understand the need to call forward a boycott of the death industries by virtue of encouraging you and reminding you that your duty, obligation, and responsibility as man, the progenitor of lineages, and womb man, the perpetuator of lineages, is to exalt life, not to be undermining yourself, not to feel entitled to your sinfulness, to your misalignment, to your degradation, your violation, your adulteration. And so I'm just saying that we are impacted and affected by a system of oppression, so that any government in this now moment that is not really exalting the right to be realigned in and harmonized with the intelligence of existence, when you see that there is no way that you can become or stand as one of the most powerful countries in the world when you are supporting the genocide of your own people as well as other ones across the planet. It's delusion. You're on a sinking ship here. And as the storms are waging and the fires are burning and the volcanoes are activating from up under the earth, the waters of the earth. Now, the earth herself is as big as a period at the end of a sentence in relationship to the rest of the eternity in which we are living. And to have 80% of the planet be water, and the waters are warming and heating and melting the glaciers, that we realize that we're not responding correctly. This is not about business as usual. This is about our consciously caring to realize the potency and the power and the dynamic of who we are as intelligences of existence, and that our thought, rightly aligned with the will of existence, our effort and our choices rightly aligned with the love of being directly, that we are able to create something greater than what is happening without a vote for those who are just steeped in other degrees of delusion and illusion and consciously perpetuating the same old, which is still genocide, because they are supporting your inebriation and your intoxication and your children being fed like kids. They're not trying to ensure that your children are being given that which will allow them to be optimally functioning, optimally thinking, to really emerge upon the planet as real, healthy, thinking men, the progenitor of lineages, and wombed men, the perpetuator of lineages, and then having the mental and spiritual and emotional capacity for literally creating, maintaining, and sustaining lifelong relationships that are loving relationships, that are marriages and business partnerships and whatnot, because that's what is foundation for community. So being under a global initiative of depopulation and genocide that is intended to make sure that our communities are weak, to make sure that our family structure does not exist, to make sure that we're aborting more babies than we're having, and that we're poisoning more babies that are coming, and that the sisters are progressively becoming more and more infertile, which is why they insisted that in order to get back on campus that you had to take those vaccines that are intended to put you in a place where you are not fertile. We're in a place in space where we need to be completely cleared and cleansed and purified. And that cleansing has to be daily, as the body is already cleansing daily. And we're so refreshed when we're cleansing daily, when we're washing ourselves and bathing ourselves and making ourselves nice, nicen up. You clean up real good. You understand? So I'm just saying is that, but to clean up outside and not clean up inside is what we've always done. So in order to have leverage over the cancer, the heart disease, the diabetes, renal failure, the liver disease, all of the issues that we're having as a result of the body being assaulted with so much poison and so much waste, you have to care to acknowledge the divinity of your being. Acknowledge that you are perfectly and divinely made, and that what we have been hearing as the Holy Spirit, you can't be but so whole if you're fragmented and torn apart within yourself. And that's where the word holy comes from, H-O-L-Y. It's a derivative of the word whole, H-O-L-E, where the substance of a thing has been removed. And so we've been fed meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, flesh, flour, and whatnot, so that the substance of who we are is no longer there. Everybody's very superficial. We look good on the outside, but we're empty on the inside. We don't care to be full. We want to be fit, but then we want to eat whatever. And I'm just saying is that because there is a law that governs existence, and our leverage comes when we are in harmony with the laws that govern existence, because you cannot break the law. The law is in full effect, whether you're aware of it or not. But the law that says thou shalt not kill, it don't matter what your blood type is. If thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not eat of the flesh of that which has been killed. It is a rotting flesh in your temple that is creating so much of the issue. It is the paste from all of the flour and water. And when you realize that Mother Earth does not grow flour, she grows fruit, she grows herbs, she grows vegetation and greens. She does not grow flour. That the flowers, the grains, are man-cultivated things. They are not coming from the trees or the vines or the earth like that. And so we're having to really come forward to understanding the beauty of the simplicity of what we require in order to truly function optimally cellularly, integritously, honorably, righteously, lovingly, compassionately, mercifully, harmoniously, with the will of existence, in the love of being, with our whole body, heart, mind, with all of our might, on behalf of all of those whose names we can call, and all of those whose names we'll never know. Our time is now, and the days are passing, so it's what we do on a daily basis that really ensures a progression of the fulfillment of our desires and the answers to our prayers. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama. And so I do want to remind you that each and every day is your blessing. Each and every day is your gift. Each and every day you have the opportunity to dwell fully in a conscious remembrance and acknowledgement of dwelling in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And whatever your yearning and your longing and your desires, you are worthy and deserving of whatever it is you care to experience as the reality of your life, because it is your life. And our realizing that we are not here to suffer. Suffering comes as a result of not understanding one's choices and having been influenced, behaviorally modified, cellularly oppressed, and in violation of the primary laws that govern us. Otherwise, you always and are so blessed in this now moment to have opportunity for self-correction, for realignment, for reattuning to the order of existence itself. And so bypassing and coming to a point where you learn to just turn things off that do not uplift you, inspire you, encourage you, lift your spirit. You understand, because we have so much available to us. There's so many voices, so much music, so many platforms. But when you immerse yourself in all of the garbage that is just mental clutter, that you are not able to truly magnetize and bring into your experience what you truly want. And it's important for us to really have an understanding as to how to create, because we are co-creators with our lives, with our thought, with our emotion, with our choices, with our desires. And I am the one to really emphasize that all of the trouble in the world has been created by people. It would not exist naturally. It comes as a result of the violation. It comes as a result of exploitation and murder and subjugation and domination and the imperialism and the lie that is called white supremacy and all of these things that have been going on for so long. But we are at that place in space, as is evidenced by the substance and the quality of truth that I am bringing forward, and so many ones are addressing and speaking to, so that we as a global populace are having the greatest opportunity now to transcend, transform, and transmute it all to serve our greater good. We do not have to be bound by those who have no rights to govern us. When you are in alignment with the will of existence, and that's what so much of the Psalms are, or David really taking time to get into the refuge of the mind of God, the thought of God, to apply oneself to really being in the full expression and application of knocking and seeking that solace, that refuge, that protection, that grace, that favor. But we have to really understand that when violation is charged upon your blood, the violation of violated beings, when the inebriants and the intoxicants and the artificial colors and flavors and the things that are in the Skittles and all of the candies and all of the things that are being marketed to children, we are having to really understand the power we have now in the clearing, the cleansing, and the purification. And to use that which is of the earth. Because what man has created in his dysfunction and his distortion of the intelligence that he's been given, you understand, that's what constitutes evil. Evil does not exist as a reality in existence except for the distortion of the light of intelligence that other ones have. And that distortion is easily facilitated and perpetuated when the blood is defiled with the rot of carcasses, the alcohol, the tobacco. Understand the tools of oppression and the weapons of mass destruction. And those weapons lay foundation for all of the other weaponry of the bombs and the guns and all of the things that are being produced that have no other purpose except for killing. And for all of those ones, you know, we hear on the 4th of July and New Year's Eve and all of that, all of the guns going off and the guns going off. Guns really do not have purpose except to kill, to undermine. And so we're having to realize that, you know, they have the gun shows. And then they have the gun laws. You know, it's like everything that you should not be dealing with, they make it legal for you to deal with it. And then they make it illegal for you to deal with it. You understand? So when the go into the European communities and they have the big signs that say gun show, where it's going to be in the days and this and that. But in the ghetto, they have gun law and three strikes you're out and whatnot. You know, you understand? I'm just saying, we're dealing with this disparity. You're trying to live like these ones, but you can't. You have to live in the light of the truth of who you are as the one that you are and whose you are as the sons and daughters of God. You understand, the reason that we can be marginalized, anesthetized, inebriated, intoxicated, violated, suppressed, oppressed, pronounced bipolarism and schizophrenic and all of this and just be shuffled in the system of more and more drugs and having our breasts cut off and our wombs removed and our bellies cut open to have our babies. I'm just saying, this is absolute insanity. There is nothing natural about it. It is the evidence of ones and ones who really are out of alignment with the order of existence, the laws of existence, the truths of existence, and the cleanliness of the blood. And now we're having to have leverage, to get leverage, to reclaim our authority and our own authenticity to walk in the light of the truth of who we are as intelligences of existence. But they've got us divided under religion, the Hebrews and the Muslims and the Jews and the five percenters and the Catholics and the Protestants and the Baptists and all of the demonic nations of Christianity. And I'm just saying is that we are all held in one absolute and supreme intelligence that is beating our hearts and breathing us, and we're perfectly and divinely designed. And to have 8 billion people upon the planet, who are traveling back and forth and visiting and whatnot, to have us in a place where we're fragmented, it benefits no one when it really comes down to it, because we are completely interdependent in terms of the resources that are found under the soils, under where we are and what it is we're producing with those resources. And so I'm just saying, at this particular point in time, we have the responsibility to care, to be able to respond correctly and directly to the edict that has been issued from the exalted realms for our liberation and our resurrection, because we cannot think that we can be sustained without exerting a full will and effort to be cleansed and purified from being in violation of the laws that govern our being. And I try to literally be encouraging you to know that the law will work, and it is working for everyone. But because of the violation of the law, what we do unto others is being done unto us, and are coming to a point in place where we realize what we must do in order to heal. The healing is not going to come except for the effort of will and the daily application in releasing and letting go of the stored toxins and the mucus that binds, and all of the things that we can really do daily with natural things. And so your care to go deeper. I was speaking with a sister earlier today, and she was telling me about the tests that they want to run, and injecting the body with all of these poisons or these dyes so that they can take pictures of what's going on. But they never ask you what you're eating. They never ask you if your bowels are moving. They never ask you how much water you're drinking. They never ask you any of the pertinent questions that would give me an idea of what you need to do. And so I'm saying, why would you? I said, you must have good insurance. And she was like, why? I say, because they're scheduling you all of these tests, you know, and so coming to a point where you are realizing that, you know, the insurance companies are like the slave auctioneers at this particular point, you know, it's like the middlemen. So they're getting paid for all of these tests, but the tests are not doing you much good, because whatever they find, they are not giving you any solution as to what to do. And then they are inundating your body with more stuff that you have to get rid of. You understand, the titanium markers that they put in the breast to find out where the lump was, if it disappeared. It's like, oh, that's where it was. I'm just saying, it's like, it's really, it don't make any sense at all. And for those of you who are nurses and doctors and nurses aides and whatnot, y'all know you know what I'm talking about. It don't make sense. And you all are just getting paid to not make sense, getting paid to do what doesn't need to be done. And I'm saying, it is our right, our duty, and our obligation, particularly as women, to really know how to facilitate the healing. And there aren't any ones who have the right to tell you what you can't do as a woman, when you have duty obligation by virtue of the cosmic trust to be the insurance of the lineages. And so this is why it's important for us to understand that I'm not just talking about food. I'm not just talking about cleansing. I'm talking about our coming to a point and place where we have a talking understanding of the law and living in it, so that the games of agreement and the statutes that these people are perpetuating that are literally oppressive, that we don't have to deal with it, because we were told to love God with our whole body, heart, mind, with all of our might. And you're under delusion to think that the thoughts and opinions of a people who are murderers, liars, thieves, bastardizers, and usurpers have more authority in your life than that which is beating your heart and breathing you. But it is really important for you to get back, come forward into the light of the truth of the intelligence that you are, as this point of the presence of the absolute. And that's why, you know, your identity, they say the identity theft happened thousands of years ago. And at this point in time, you're able to reclaim, reconcile, realign, be restored, being purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, so that you are truly walking in the light of the truth of the one that you were born to be, because that is what it really is about. My intention is to inspire you to do what you know already needs to be done. You may not know all of what needs to be done. And so the process is about really reminding you of how powerful the earth actually is. Many of us, when we were children, we had craving for chalk, cornstarch, argo starch, dirt, mud pies. And that was the body's craving for the minerals from the earth. And the clays, which a lot of people still crave, but they're eating cornstarch and the white dirt here in Georgia and different things. But nothing does what the clay does. The clay works differently because it is magnetic. So we drink it in solution with water, Himalayan pink salt, to open up the bowel and then do the internal cleansing, the colon cleansing on a daily basis to get that which is colorless, odorless, tasteless, chemical, viral, metal, and whatnot out of the system. All right, but the sitting down with me or the calling, I talk to people all over the world and realize that, you know, all over the world, we're dealing with the same issues in terms of being encouraged to eat so much meat and so much starch, and knowing that the body, being 80% water, cannot handle it. It just clogs us up. And that clogging, the constipation, the congestion and whatnot, is the precursor for any of the conditions that they call cancer. And so we want to be in a place where we are really doing the daily work of enhancing the body's ability to do what it does, because it's cleansing anyway. We really do not give our bodies permission to cleanse. The body is cleansing daily, and which is why we're so refreshed. And so the conversation doesn't, it's not, you know, I used to do a 3.5 hour, 4 or 5 hour consultation with people, but I provided numerological profiles, destiny card readings, all of that. I don't do that anymore because it's just too much information. Most people do not have that kind of attention span, even studying themselves. Okay, so I try to get to right to the point of what you need to do daily, provide you the support in knowing what to do daily, and the tools with which to do you. But the cells need to be nourished. The blood needs to be cleansed. The shots, the vaccines and whatnot were intended to compromise an already compromised immune system. And therefore, getting the amount of support that you require in order to reboot your digestive system and charge the immune system is with your herbs, your clays, your waters, your fruit and the vegetation. You have to create the blood of Christ, the bloodstream that bears no violation of violated beings, inebriants, intoxicants, and the behavior modifying substances that are artificial colors and flavors and whatnot. And when this COVID shenanigans started, the first thing they have you doing was putting on masks to undermine your already compromised immune system and already insufficiently oxygenated bloodstream. So you're taking in all this carbon monoxide, right? And then you're putting all this hand sanitizer, all these chemicals, everything that you're putting in your skin, on your skin, is getting into your blood. All right, and I'm just saying, it's just, and then the vaccine, and then the test itself, which some of the doctors were saying that the test where they take the thing up your nose was giving you the vaccine anyway. And so, you know, with my clients, I'm seeing so many have the shots and stuff just extenuated the effect of what was already there. Now, everybody has pre-existing conditions. And so I get a chance to really, let's talk about the pre-existing conditions. because whatever they are, it is the buildup, the concentration, the saturation, the contraindication of the chemicals and all of this stuff. So at this particular point in time, you have to realize that it's a daily work and it cannot be expensive because you just don't have it like that anymore. And those ones who will continue to buy meat, dairy, eggs, chicken and fish, alcohol, tobacco, reefer and all of this, and then say they don't have the money to do their cleansing, you won't get better. You'll die. You understand? Because it's a misappropriation of your life force to trade your life currency for paper currency and then spend the paper currency, not even invest it, not even circulate it, but spend it on that which is going to undermine your already compromised life currency. So we are hitting it from all angles because I'm giving you support spiritually and remind you as to what the truth is, giving you the affirmations, giving you directions, giving you audio files, breath meditation. I mean, it's a whole protocol so that it's not just about taking herbs. It's not just about drinking clay water. It's not just about doing enemas. It really is a whole protocol that is a daily protocol that doesn't really take up all your day. It doesn't take up time, but we have to realize that we've been socialized to get up and get out, get up and get out, get up and get out, get up and get out. But we were told to love this absolute and supreme intelligence, what we refer to as God, with our whole body, heart, mind, with all of our might. And even though there are some of you who are retired, you're at home, and then you still won't do it. You understand? I'm just saying you're wasting time, valuable time that you should be literally consecrating your body as the temple for the re-enthronement of the true spirit of the living God, goddess that is your absolute and supreme intelligence. To be supremely intelligent is how we are able to get beyond the exploits and the agendas of those whose intelligence has been distorted, thwarted, oppressed. Even though they think they're taking liberty to oppress everybody else because of their own cellular oppression, that they can't think a greater thought. All right. Oh, you think you're gonna be rich by killing everybody, having everybody kill themselves with all of this stuff? But that's smart. That's intelligent. Really? That which you do unto others will be done unto you and yours. So how intelligent is it to launch an agenda of sickness, illness, disease, and death as popular and common activity, collective learning and education, and then think that you can survive it? And so I am the true revolutionary without taking you in circles and circles and circles, allowing you to spiral into the greatness of who you were born to be. Because it takes more than just the physical. It takes the mental. It takes the emotional. It takes love. It takes support. It takes validation. It takes you coming to that place where you realize that somebody cares, that you get it. When you're living in an ocean of people who are careless with the greatest gift they were given, which is themselves and their children. And to have a system of miseducation, religious indoctrination, and socialization that is just piss poor and pathetic, in a sense that very few of us are really doing what's in one's own best interest. So when the teachers are obese and hypertensive and taking insulin, and the principals and the coaches and your mayors and your city councilmen and your senators and your congressmen and your state legislators and all of your state representatives, I'm just saying, when those who are responsible for creating and ensuring public policy that affects masses of people and they don't know what to do for themselves, then there's always a much greater thing that we can get. But your personal empowerment through learning and applying what is necessary in order to liberate yourselves from all of the toxicity. And then you have the crystallized emotions of trauma, drama, shame, and guilt that is charged upon your cells also, and the cellular liberation that I am literally advocating is going to assist you in getting it out. But if you keep reaching for the alcohol and you keep reaching for burning your lungs with the vaping and the black and miles and the tobacco and the cigarettes and whatnot, you know, I'm just saying, if you really don't love your life and you don't really care to be here, then you should just leave. I mean, why continue to support, financially support a system to your detriment? And the more you do it, the worse you're going to get. And then you're going to come under the care or the lack thereof of people who don't know what to do for you other than to maintain or increase your degree of discomfort and suffering and pain. Or the addiction to the painkillers and the opioids and the things that are not healing you. So we're having the opportunity to realize, what are the components of healing? One is acknowledging, and this is what I discuss when I sit with ones and ones, the perfection of the body, that the body is actually cleansing. Those cysts and tumors and whatnot is what the body has isolated in terms of collecting these poisons and tucking them over here and tucking them over there, so they are now tumors in the brain, tumors on the liver, on the spine, in the womb, whatever. And I'm just saying, they're collections of toxins. They can be magnetically loosened, drawn out, and flushed from the system without surgeries, without more poisoning. And to realize how perfectly and divinely designed you are, that you don't deserve, or you don't care, or you don't really want to be functioning optimally, then keep doing what you do based on the system of things. But to support a system that supports your sickness, illness, disease, and death is to work against God, and learning how to dwell in the eternal moment, the eternal now, is the key. Being able to literally take responsibility for the choices that you're making, and to have the enthusiasm and the confidence and the faith to know that you are worthy and deserving to create whatever life you want. But you cannot be a detriment to yourself and survive it. You cannot treat yourself worse than you treat your car. You won't put new oil in your car, and you won't change your bloodstream. You understand? So I'm just saying, you are bound by law to honor and love and exalt a full effort, or you will not have the fullness of the promises in harmony with the eternal order and the eternal government. So rest assured that with every breath and every beat of your heart, that's how you make the commitments, with every beat of your heart and every breath that you take, to that which beats your heart and breathes you. I love you with a perfect love. Good night. Thank you.